Ata Gibor is the Tveta Bracha. Chazal say, where do we know to say Ata Gibor from? It says in the capital of Havul Hashem Bnei Elim, the next thing it says, Havul Hashem Kovayin Va'oiz. Oiz is Gvuro. Oiz is Koyach, is power, is Gvuro. And Gvuro, the Gvuro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Tchil Samesim. Specifically, the Marshal points out in Tainus that a mensch, when he wants to show his Gvuro, he could beat somebody up, he could kill them. That's the real Gvuro, the Melech that has the Yecherlis to kill. By the Rebbeinu Shem, it's Fakert. It's the Yecherlis to bring to life. That's the Gvuro. And the Etzem, the Bracha Tchil Samesim, the Shibboleh Aleket brings down, the Beis Yosef quotes it, that the Shibboleh Aleket brings down Matzotzi Ba'agodah, that the time for the bracha says that when the malachim saw that Avraham Avinu was saved from the Kivshon Ha'esh, they pasu vanu baruch atah Hashem magen Avraham. When they saw Yitzchok was nekar al gav mizbeach, the spell of the lashon I quoted here, shenech gun Yitzchok al gav mizbeach v'naseh deshen. Says the medrash that the Shibboleh Aleket is bringing down. Ephraim mushlach al har Maria miyad hevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu lof tal v'hichi oisai miyad pasu malachi asheres omru mechayim isim baruch atah Hashem mechayim isim. It means that it sounds like that Yitzchak wasn't just lechol hapachas, it was bekoyach, it was that he was nekad and he was ready tover munach. That's what we say. It's Ephraim shor Yitzchak is tover munach agam mizbeach. What does that mean? He wasn't killed at the end of the day. It was since he was willing to give his was meis nefesh and gansam kilu as if he was. But here the mashmoit is that there was a tchias amesim that went on over here. The mamish was a tchias amesim. We know the first bracha is connected to Avraham, second one is connected to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is also the midah of gvura, the midah of din. So mamela gvura is of HaKadosh Baruch on Yitzchak, who epitomized and personified the midah of gvura. That's why it's the second bracha. Now, we're manzker, Chazal say we're manzker in Gvura, Gvura's Gesham, by the Bracha of Tchias HaMesim, we're manzker Gvura's Gesham, which is Me'ein Tchias HaMesim. Why is it Me'ein Tchias HaMesim? Because it brings life to the world. And it also causes things, the same with Tchias HaMesim, we put something in the ground and it sprouts. After Lost it Lover, because the Bracha is going to bring back the Guf. So too, when you put in the kernel, I did the Gishamim because it rot and then ultimately re-sprout. Ata Gibor Elohim Hashem. Ata, once again we have the schus of speaking to the Rebbeinu Shalom Benoichach. You the Rebbeinu Shalom, Gibor Elohim. Even though people that are Giborim, they have the Yecherlis to do tremendous things, however it's not Elohim. At a certain point they lose that Yecherlis, they get older, they die, whatever it is, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. With Ata Gibor Le'olam, the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Gvuras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Le'olam. And there's no Demidas Adin and the tremendous Nisim that he does, and Tchias HaMesim, and Gishomim, that is Le'olam. Mechayim Esim Ato, Rav Le'ishim. You have the Yecherlis to be Mechayim Esim, and your Marbel Eishiyah, Tchias HaMesim, is really the ultimate, the last step, or one of the ultimate steps of the Yeshua. When Mashiach comes, after Mashiach comes Moshe Mashiach, and then Tchias HaMesim comes, it's the end of the, almost, the that's the real Yeshua, is when it comes to the Tchias HaMesim. Well, interestingly enough, we mentioned Mechayim HaMesim a number of times in this Brach. It actually says it five times. It's disconnected the five chalakim of the guf. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, two more. But it says the mechayim esim. It says thank you. It says mechayim esim three times. And the Mepharshim say Mechayim Esim is, there's different types of Esim that Betzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim. There's the fact that we Misa is Echad Mishishim, Shina is Echad Mishishim Shem Misa. When a person wakes up in the morning, that's Ke'enet Chizim Esim. His ability to live, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives so many Parnasa, and he gives him Gishamim that things should grow, they should have food. That's also Mechayim Esim. It prevents him from dying. And then the last one is the Mechaya Mason is the Mason Lasse Lave, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will talk of be Mechaya. Now, we say, stick in here, Mashav HaRuach Umeir HaGeshem. This is a tremendous nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that despite the Ruach, whatever Ruachais there are, the Geshem still comes down from the heights, hundreds, if not thousands of feet high, depending on where the clouds are, the Geshem still come down. Every single tipa of Geshem comes down. It's tremendous. You look outside today, it was pouring for who knows how long. Each one comes down as a tipa. Every single drop comes down, billions and billions and billions. When you think that we hear that the Kinneret went up by a meter, by a half a meter, to understand this entire Kinneret went up by half a meter, it's billions of billions of billions of drops. And each one comes down so softly, doesn't come down generally with imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you wanted to put down this amount of rain, it would come down all at once like a bucket was turned over. It would kill a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, Berachman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. Not only that, it's not in a teva b'chlal. The some reish, I think he says, that the reason why it's stuck into Tchias HaMesim, Geshamim is one of the natural, so to speak, occurrences that even philosophers say that it's not really al pi derech ha-teva. That which the sun rises and the sun sets every day, that's al pi derech ha-teva. But the rain doesn't make sense. How come sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain? For those that have been here in the past few years in Eretz Yisrael, last year maybe it was a little bit rainy. Years before, 3 years ago, 4, 5, 6, 7, Mamash didn't rain. Half the winter didn't rain. More than half the winter didn't rain. And here it's raining, both of us, that sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain. Sometimes the sun shines and it causes the water to evaporate and it goes into clouds and it comes down, sometimes it doesn't come down. If it's a natural process, it should always come down. If it's not a natural process, it should never come down. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes a lot, sometimes a little. Sometimes on top of the Kinneret, sometimes in, right? This is totally, you see the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fact that he's Mashav Ruach Omer Gashim. Mechal Kol Chayim Mechaser HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is also Me'ein Tchias HaMeisim, the fact that he gives people sustenance that they shouldn't die. He's Mechal Kol, he gives sustenance and he causes life, Bechesed, to billions of people that don't deserve it. There's many people in this world that do not deserve to live. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his great kindness gives everybody, every person, every animal, every everything, all Chayim, he sustains Bechesed with his kindness. Mechayim Meisim Berachamim Rabim. And here's the Mechayim Meisim, which is he gives sustenance to people. Berachamim Rabim, a tremendous amount of Rachamim, which is, even though they don't deserve it, it's a Matnas Chinam. So Mechnoiflim Vereif Echoylim, these are also Umatir Asurim. We don't mention all the things that we mention in Halalukah, Pekeach Ivrim, right? There's a bunch of things that we mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Noisim Lechem Lo'ariv. Shem Matir Asurim, Pekeach Ivrim, Zekep Kepufim, Oyev Tzadikim, Shem Rezgirim. Certain things we say, certain things we don't say over here. Same Echneflim, we say, Reif Echorilim, Matir Asurim, you don't say Pekeach Ivrim. The Parshim say that it's all, these are things that are Me'ein Tchias HaMeisim. It's Me'ein being Mechayim. Same Echneflim is preventing people from falling and dying. Preventing people from, it's really twofold. Those that already fell, he's Semich, and he holds them up, and there's Semich them in the first place, that they should not be neifel further than they fell already, or that they should not be neifel at all. Harifi Chayilim, people that are already in a massive of Chayili Rachman Atzlan, and that's also Me'im Tchiyo. Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Misasa, there's a Mechino of in Refuah, which is Mechayim Meisim. Matir Asurim is also, Matir Asurim is people that are in jail and they can't get out, they don't have life, it's kilo as if they don't have it. The Mepharshim say also that it means Matir Asurim is the baby in his mother's stomach, is also a Matir Asurim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it the Yecholus to come out, which is also Me'ein Tchiyo. Mekayim Emunasoy Lishenei Ofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim is Emuna, that he's gonna be Mechayim Meisim Lishenei Ofar, to those that are sleeping, kilu, sleeping in the offer. In other words, the guf that goes in is going to be the guf that comes out, ultimately. It's just kilu as if it's sleeping, but ultimately the guf is going to come out. And mi kamoy chaval gevureis mi yidoy melach. Who is like you, who could be compared to you? The bala gevureis. I know, even though there are people that have done gevureis, for example, we find Yechezkel, we find Elisha, we find Eliyahu, we find the smallest of the Tanoim, we're able to do Tchias HaMeisim. So what does it mean, Mechayim Esim Ato, you? It's not just you, it's anybody. All these G'daylim were able to do Tchias HaMesim. Their connection to Tchias HaMesim was just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu so willed. They, with their Koyach HaTorah, were able to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to do the Tchias HaMesim, Kilo. But it wasn't them that has the Koyach to give. So, Mi Kamoich HaBal Gevurais, who is like you, that can be committed, can compare to you, who could do all the Gevurais that you do, and Umidoy Malach, and who is similar to you that can even do one thing. Aye, there are people that do such Gevurais, they're Mechayim Meisim, they do tremendous things. That's all the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it. It's not in them, he's the Baal HaGevurais, he's the one that's really doing the Gevura. For somebody alone to do that, to be Mechayim Meisim, now we don't find anybody that can do even a single thing without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Melech, he's the king, and Memus the Mechayim, like we said beforehand, that a king wants to show his Gevura, he's Memus. I can kill anybody. I'm the one in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his godness is that he's the Gevura of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Fakir. He's Memus Umechayim. And he has the ability to bring somebody back to life. That's the Gevura of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not that he killed somebody. See if you can do any of that. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Matzmiach Yeshua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that he's doing is for the ultimate Yeshua, which will bring to Tchias HaMeisim. But it's Matzmiach. What does Matzmiach mean? That it sprouts. The sprout comes slowly but surely. So too in the morning, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out the sun, he doesn't bring it out with a bang. People wouldn't be able to handle it. It's too much brightness at one time. It's like when you go outside from your room to dark room to light room. Imagine if the whole world would be filled with light and instantaneously. Wouldn't be able to handle it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu slowly, Aleis HaShachar, a little bit, a tiny little bit more, a little bit, and then it rises. So it's Matzmiach. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. The same thing with the Yeshua. The Yeshua is going to be so tremendous that it can't all come at once. Especially if we understand that at the time of the Yeshua, we're going to see how every single solitary prana in the veld was all to bring to the Yeshua, and everything was really toiv, and we can't comprehend. Somebody was just saying, you. He says, imagine that we see Lasid Lavoi, that how every aspect of the Holocaust was toiv. Just think about it. To think about that aspect. It's mind-boggling. And everything was, you'll see, every single solitary thing that happened in the Holocaust was the same. No. V'ne'emon atalach yesmim. If we say that, Chadoshim la'bekorim rabbi munasecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu is rabbi munasecho, to give back a person's goof in the morning. And la'asid lovei, ne'man ata lach yesmeisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is ne'man. Even if we haven't seen it, most of the brachas that we speak about, we've seen refuah, we've seen parnasa, we've seen... Here's ne'manis that we have to rely on that we haven't ever seen, really. But ne'man ata lach yesmeisim, ultimately. Baruch Ata Hashem, Yerle Mekar Brachot, who is mechayim meisim la'asid lovei. Not just mechayim meisim of waking in the morning and giving people parnasa they shouldn't die. Also the ultimate tchiyos ha'meisim, which is the dead people coming back to life. You are Neman and you're the Makar Brachas, so we'll do that. Ve'izar Hashem, v'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.